de instrução. Final da tese. Remember which class we're going to study first, and then
take some by five.
Let's place him at 380.
Please be seated.
来学习, 提摩太前书. Let's study together the book of 1 Timothy.
大概用四季,
we'll probably be using four classes to study this book.
然后另外四季,
and then another four classes for 2 Timothy.
那从我们要以圣经为中心啊,
so we'll use the Bible as our central point in discussion.
从提摩太前后书我们可以知道这是保罗写信给提摩太。
We know from 1st and 2nd Timothy, this is a letter that Paul wrote to Timothy.
那我们先看啊保罗跟提摩太的关系。
Let's first see the relationship between Paul and Timothy.
第一章。
That's in verse, chapter 1.
保罗跟提摩太关系在第一章啊。
So where does it record the relationship between Paul and Timothy?
第一章的第二节啊,
chapter 1, verse 2. To Timothy, a true son in the faith.
被保罗把他看作是真儿子。
Paul regarded Timothy as a true son in the faith.
当然，那保罗就是等于父亲了。
So Paul would then be a father.
这个表示他是用真道生的儿子。So
Paul treated Timothy as a true son in the faith.
就是因为信主，产生的关系。That
is because of this relationship was through the faith.
那这个关系也是爱的关系。And
this relationship was also through love.
因为父亲跟孩子是爱的。
Because father-son relationship is of love.
那因为是信主, 所以这个关系是建立在神的爱里面。
Because in believing in God, this relationship is based on love.
那这也是两代的关系。
And this also is a relationship that's two-sided.
两代。
Oh, two generations.
就上一代跟下一代。
Is a former and latter generation. And this is a two generations in a holy work, in doing spiritual holy work.
那我们现在想啊，保罗在传福音的过程啊，第一个他拣选谁，想要把工作交给他。
So Paul chose who in which to carry on the baton of the holy work. Was there anyone that he had chosen for this? In Acts, it records a person. But actually, this person departed thereon. That would be Mark, and it says it clearly in chapter 3 of Acts. Actually, chapter 13 in Acts is where it says, chapter 13, verse 13.
对保罗要拣选他，要再给他做下一代，接续福音的工作。
Paul's intention was to choose Mark to carry on the next stage of holy work.
但是马可啊，大概受不了这个困难。But
it is probable that Mark couldn't deal with this ordeal, so then he departed.
哦，这后来呀。 他又拣选了提摩太。
And after that, Paul chose Timothy.
觉得继续保罗的工作。
To continue the work that Paul started.
所以我们知道教会的圣工啊是一代一代传下去的。
We know that in the holy work in church, it is passed on from generation to generation.
那好像东西哦，刚刚出来带领以色列百姓，其实他就找了约书亚要训练他。
Just as Moses had led the holy work with the Israelites, he had chosen Joshua to carry on the baton.
40年工作完就交给约书亚。
And then after 40 years is when he officially passed it on to Joshua.
那我们非洲的圣工也是一代一代传下去。
And the holy work in Africa is also passed down from generation to generation.
79年就是第一代。
1979 was when the first generation began.
现在在这里受训的，就等于是提摩太这一代。
And then now today, those who are being taught, this is the second generation.
要把这个福音接下来，福音的工作。
And that is to carry on this holy work.
那提摩太，我们对他的认识有多少？
So how well do we know Timothy?
提摩太的母亲是谁？
Who is Timothy's mother?
提摩太的母亲是谁？
Who is Timothy's mother?
是 Lois 还是 Eunice？
Is it Lois or Eunice? The mother is Eunice.
那提摩太的爸爸是谁？
Who is Timothy's father?
中间没有讲名字啊，一个外邦人。
So he is a Gentile. His name is remains nameless in the Bible.
但是提摩太从小。
But since he was young, Timothy had understood the Bible. That is an important criterion to serve God, is that you know the Bible. And it is in here, the Bible says that he has of sincere faith. A very sincere and genuine faith.
那提摩太呢？他也是，在使徒行传里面讲啊，他是有很好的名声。
So in Acts, it actually talks about how Timothy has a good reputation.
16章。
In Acts chapter 16. That's in Acts chapter 16, verse 2.
路斯的以各念的弟兄都听到了。
He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium.
这个就是说，在众人当中啊，他是被肯定的。
So in the midst of people, he was looked down as well.
就是被大家所承认啊，他是一个好的青年。
Others regarded him as a good youth.
所以我们要服侍神啊，这个很重要。
So this is a very important criterion in which when we're serving Christ.
使徒行传六章提到他们拣选七个人管理饭食有三个条件。
In Acts chapter 6, there are three criteria in which they chose these board members.
第一个条件。
What is the first regulation?Is to have a good reputation.
圣灵充满，智慧充足。
And the second is to have being filled with Holy Spirit.
那好名声就是说，在一个教会里面呢，被大家所能够，大家都能够接受，能够肯定。
So having a good reputation, which others can regard you as having as being good.
所以我们要服侍神啊，还是要在生活中有好。
So when we are serving God, we need to have a good expression of or reputation in how we are.
那提摩太当然还有表现，就是他一直跟保罗。
And Timothy is also, was also always following Paul.
其实这个很奇怪。
This actually was very, was very painful for him.
所以他是能够吃苦。
So he is one that can go through undergo difficulties.
那我们如果要继续非洲的工作，要准备受苦，这是。
So to be prepared to go through difficulties is something that we have to go through while we're in Africa.
So
these are some guidelines that Timothy had or met. So Paul had actually entrusted Timothy to go to different places.
在提摩太前书，在帖撒罗尼迦前书哦，保罗派他到帖撒罗尼迦教会去坚固他们的信心，因为他们受逼迫。
Timothy had actually, Paul had actually entrusted Timothy to go to the church of Thessalonica to pastor them.
那在哥林多前书也提到保罗派他到哥林多教会。
And Paul had entrusted Timothy to go to the Church of Corinth.
Yeah,
because the Church of Corinth had many problems. So Paul wanted Timothy to go there to rectify these issues.
So we are in the process of serving God, sometimes the church will send
us out. So during the course of our service, the church will send us to different places. And so this is a servitude to help find the solution to these problems. So in order to help and properly serve, we need to have spiritual preparation. At the very least, Paul had 7 letters in which he had mentioned Timothy in there. First Corinthians is the first one. Philippians is the next. Then Colossians. Then Second Thessalonians. Philemon. And then Romans. You can see that their relationship and spiritual co-workers was close because Paul mentioned Timothy's name many times in these books.
哦，那这个也告诉我们哦，我们在教会里面做圣工哦，一定要有同工。
This is also telling us that we need to have spiritual co-workers when we're doing holy work in church.
当然，我们的同工比我们长一辈，有时候同工和跟我们同一个年纪。
It is possible that these coworkers are twice your age or your age.
那如果做圣工哦，没有同工，这个是危险的。
If you don't have any spiritual coworkers while doing holy work, that is a danger.
有好几方面哦。
In many ways.
反正不错，两个比一个好。
Ecclesiastes says two are better than one.
因为一个跌倒，一个把它扶起来。
Because with one falls, the other can pick that other person up. You will realize more of this when you're in Africa that it's important to have two. Two are better than one.
互相扶持。
And you encourage each other.
新开拓地区特别是这样。
So it is definitely this way in the whole world.
那有时候两个在一起哦，如果工作有什么人祝福哈、哦，我们不会说这是因为我一个人。
When two are together, you won't say that I received all these blessings.、
哦、这两个会做，其实有很多弟兄姊妹在祷一起祷告。
Actually, there are a lot of other sisters who are praying together.、哦、
所以在教会哈、哦，如果没有办法跟人同工，我们就很难服事。
If in church it is hard for you to work with others, then it will be hard to serve.
那没有办法跟人同工，也可能是这个我们的连线上有时候需要改进。
So if we're not able to work with others in church, then it may be a signal that there is something in our faith we need to improve on.
那我们看到一些工人啊，到最后不是没有办法，这不是到底啊，大概都有一个倾向，没有同工。
And those who weren't able to serve until to the very end probably had some issues with cooperating with others. They themselves served on their own.
好，那提摩太前书里面啊，
inside First Timothy. Let's look at First Timothy.
提摩太前书的第一章。
That's in verse 1.
这个第一章啊，就在讲啊两个人，你如果看啊，第一章的重点，第一章啊十八节。
Actually, chapter 1, verse 18.
说我儿提摩太，我照着从前指示你的预言，将这个命令交托你，叫你可以打那美好的仗。
So this charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare.
所以保罗吩咐提摩太是要打美好的仗。
Paul commanded to Timothy to fight a good fight.
好，那我们如果第一章这样一直读一直读啊。
If we continue to read in chapter 1, what is this good fight?
试试看，提摩太前书第一章讲美好的仗是什么？
First Timothy chapter 1 says, good warfare. What is this good warfare?
如果看第三节啊。
Let's look at verse 3.
我往马其顿去的时候，吩咐你们住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可以传异教。第四节。
Verse 4.
也不可以听从荒谬无凭的话。跟无穷的家，这些事只称辩论，并不放你神在信上所立的章程。所以说，保罗就吩咐提摩太啊，要住在以弗所。
Paul commanded Timothy to remain in Ephesus.
为什么
？Why is this so？
就是以弗所里面啊，有人呢传异教。
Because there were some Ephesians that had charged some other doctrine.
那有人在传那个。荒谬无穷的话，无穷的家。
Or gave heed to fables and endless genealogies.
那不，提摩太留在以弗所的，就是要来负责解决这个问题。
And so Paul had Timothy remain in Ephesus, which was to find a solution to this problem.
所以在提摩太一书里面啊。我们可以看到有两种的教训。
So in First Timothy, we can see that there are two teachings.
一个教训是十一节。
The first teaching is in verse 11.
这是照着可称颂之神交托我荣耀的福音说的。
That was according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust.
第一个就是福音。
First is the gospel.
是神交托给保罗的。
That is which God bestowed onto Paul.
这个叫做纯正的话语。
And this is the glorious gospel.
我们可以看第一章第十节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 10. For fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, and if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine.
正道，叫正道，
and then,
英文叫 sound doctrine.
And it is called sound doctrine.
那这个 sound doctrine 是什么？
What is sound doctrine?
就是十一节讲。
That is explained in verse 11.
神所教托荣耀的。
And that is which God was committed to his trust.
那在第提摩太后书四章三节。
If you look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3.
时候到了，人要定凡纯正的道，口中花样，随从自己的情欲，分别哪些事。
For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but according to their own desires.
这里讲啊，人要定凡纯正的道。
It says here that man will not endure sound doctrine.
啊，这个。纯正的话就是神教的话。
Sound doctrine is what was bestowed unto Paul by God.
那今天早上这个科科到早早会有教。
And this morning, Preacher Ko had brought up this issue.
在四章的十六节。
If we go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Oh, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16.
你要谨慎自己跟自己的教训。
That is to take to heed to yourself and to the doctrine.
这个自己的教训啊，就是纯正的话，纯正的正道，刚讲的三道。
And that is to take heed to the sound doctrine.
那为什么这个很重要？
Why is this important?
这样行又能够救自己，又救天人。
So you can save both yourself and those who hear you.
所以这个 sound doctrine 这个正确的正道能够我们如果很谨慎的去持守，能救我们。那我们把它传的对，能够救听见的。
If we can really observe the sound doctrine, then we can use it to save others and those who hear it.
所以，在提摩太前后书里面有一个。
So in 1st and 2nd Timothy, it talks about this sound doctrine.
那在第六章，提摩太前书六章的三节。
So in 1st Timothy chapter 6, verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to hold some words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness.
这里讲啊。不顺从主耶稣纯正的话。
And it says here, if they do not consent to these wholesome words.
Some words.
Wholesome word.
Wholesome.
Wholesome.
And NKJ. 一样。纯就是这个主所教授的福音是很纯正。
So it's a sound verse.God's words are sound.
所以我们看到这个保罗托付提摩太一个很重要的就是要打美好的仗。
So Paul entrusted a very important task to Timothy, which is to fight a good fight.
这个打美好的仗就是说要维护那个纯正的福音。
And to fight this good fight includes preserving this sound doctrine.
那跟这个纯正的福音相对的是什么
？So what is contrary to sound doctrine？
就是异端。
That is heresy。
那异端有各种不同的形态表现。
So there are different manifestations of heresy。
所以我们刚刚读的就是第一章的第三节。
And we had previously read chapter 1, verse 3.
说要吩咐那几个人不可以传异教。
That you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
然后不可听从荒谬无凭的话跟无穷的家。
Nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies.
就这一些跟纯正的话不一样。
So these are different from the sound doctrine.
那为什么为什么这个传这些异教无凭的话 跟无穷的家伙会有什么结果？
What kind of result will it be if you teach this unsound doctrine, fables, and genealogies?
如果我们看这个第四节下半。
If we look at the second half of verse 4,
说这等事始终辩论，并不发明神在信上所立的章程。
There is all in disputes rather than godly edification.
Godly edification, 这个很清楚啊。这一些啊，不是纯正的话语，到最后不是让我们的信仰得造就的，而是产生辩论。
Because these teachings are not sound, they do not lead to godly edification, and they cause the disputes.
Yeah, 就产生混乱。
So it results in disputes.
所以我们在教会里面，其实你只是，就是不要翻正经啊。如果传的不一样，马上就会引起，有时候是心理上开始会对立。
So actually, you don't have to really necessarily look at the Bible to know that when you say different things, that causes disagreements.
Yeah, 那就开始会有纷争了。
And then there will be division.
就没有办法同心。
You won't have the same heart.
所以这个我们讲的跟纯正的话语不同啊，就是带给一个教会、一个团体就产生纷争了。
When teaching unsound doctrine, then this causes discord and division in church.
那这个不是我们服侍神的目的啊，我们服侍神是要让教会发展。
And to serve God, we want.The aim of it is to prosper the church.
所以我们要很谨慎，如果我们讲的哦会引起纷争，引起辩论，引起大家会对立，这个可能就有一点问题。
So if we speak and this causes, if we speak something that's not sound, it can cause discord, strife, and dissension in church. And this is not right.
第二个。
Second,
好，我们看第一章的第六节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 6.
有人偏离这一些，仿去讲虚浮的话。第七节。
Verse 7.
想要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲所论的。
Verse 6. From which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk. 7. Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say,Or the things which they affirm.
其实这个传不同不纯的道理啊，那圣经说，他虽然想做老师，但是不明白自己所讲论的所论定。
So when they are teaching doctrine that are not sound, these people desire to be teachers of the law, but they don't really understand.
Yeah, 就是他教他自己不知道的。
They're teaching what they do not really understand.
为什么说他明明他讲他知道了，为什么就说他不知道？
Why is it that we say that they don't know what they're teaching, but they know that, but they think they know what they're teaching?
因为他把错的当对的来讲嘛，所以他就从道理上来讲，他不知道自己是错的。
Because what they say they regard as right, but it is really wrong.
所以他在讲的时候，他不知道自己在讲什么。
So when they talk, they don't even know what they're talking about.
就是因为跟正确的道理不一样。
Because it is different from the sound doctrine.
那所以要在提摩太要留在以弗所去改正这些不纯的道理，这个叫倒霉的仗。
So Paul is having Timothy stay in Ephesus.To charge that they don't teach another doctrine, so that is the good part.
那保罗所传的道理呢？他是神的道啊。
So what Paul preaches is the word of God.
在十二节到十七节。
From verse 12 to verse 17.
这个十二节到十七节，就是保罗从他个人的经验所体验的神。
From 12 to 17 is an individual account that Paul had or got.
所以这个神的福音是好的。
God's word is good.
因为神本身是好的。
His gospel is good because God originally is good.
所以神是好的，就不会产生一个不好的福音。
Because God is good, he would not come out with doctrine that's not good.
就是好像一个好人，他不会讲不好的话。
Just like a good person would not say bad words.
但是那个不纯的话语，这个不是从神来的。
And doctrine that is not sound does not come from God.
那有的是从人来的。
Sometimes it's from man.
是从其他的信仰。
Or from other religions.
那不是从神来就会有问题。
So if it doesn't come from God, it would have a problem.
好，那保罗所体验到的神是什么？
So the God that Paul experiences.What experienced? Who is this God?
从十二节到十七节。
Let's look at verse 12 to 17.
我们看，特别是十三节。
Let's especially look at verse 13.
我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，辱骂人的，然而我还是蛮怜悯。因为我是不信不明白的时候做的。这个保罗在提到他还没有认识神以前。
Paul talks about how when he first, or he didn't know God.
他是有热心的。
He was zealous.
所以腓立比书说保罗逼迫基督徒主要是热心。
So Philippians said that Paul persecuted Christians because he was full of zeal.
不是基督徒热心。
He was...Full of fire and zeal.
不是因为嫉妒。
Oh, it wasn't because of jealousy.
那为什么热心会逼去逼迫基督徒？
So why is it that he was so fired up to persecute Christians?
因为不是真知识。
Because this was his from true knowledge.
真知识就是要信耶稣才能称义，这个是真知识。
And true knowledge is when.Believe in God to be saved, that is what true knowledge is.
那保罗以为说要守律法才能够成义。
So Paul had originally thought that you just had to follow the law to be saved.
因为他对犹太教认识。
Because he was very zealous or very, he followed the Mosaic law religiously.
所以他的热心没有真知识，不但神没有纪念他。
So his zeal was not remembered by God because he actually just he sinned against God or was unfaithful to God.
所以我们看十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是可无可佩服的。在罪人中，我是最人的道。这里保罗就提到他是罪人的道。
Paul says here that he is a chief sinner.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是带头逼迫耶稣。
Because he was the one who led the persecutions against the Christians.
但是虽然这样神的恩典非常丰盛。
But because of this, the blessing from Jesus toward him was great.
为什么？
Why?
因为神怜悯他
，because God forgave was merciful toward him in verse 13.
不但怜悯他，神拯救他。
He was not only was merciful toward him, he was also
拯救他。
He also saved
赦免他的罪
，and saved him with sins.
所以十六节
，verse 16.
我们怜悯是耶稣基督在我这个罪魁身上要显明他。
Verse 16. However, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long suffering, as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life.
所以，保罗本身的体验神是怜悯的神。
Paul's experience with God is that God is a merciful God. God has bountiful grace. So this God, in essence, is good. Verse 15. That is, he came to the world to save sinners. What he knew of God was that this God is a good God that gave him the gospel and saved him. Paul's service to God allowed him to experience his relationship being very close and very sincere. He had experienced the grace from God, so he had a very thankful heart toward God. So this is a very important stimulus in how we serve God today. So Paul had commanded Timothy to fight the good fight. And that is to continue to preserve the sound doctrine, so that the church would not be affected by the effects of heresy. Let's look at verse 5.
这命令的总归就是爱，这个爱是从清洁的心。
Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
这个命令是什么?
What is this commandment about?
这个命令就是保罗对提摩太的吩咐。
So this is the command that Paul had for Timothy.
好像父亲对孩子。
That is like a father toward his son.
那这个吩咐到最后的目标啊，或者说他的动机是出于爱。
So in the end, the final purpose of this command was from love.
那我们刚刚讲啊，第六节。
So we had said previously in verse 6.
有人偏离这些，反去讲虚浮的话。
That there were some, having strayed, have turned aside the idle talk.
这个偏离这一些是什么意思?
What does it mean, having strayed?
就是他们在传讲这个异端，这个不是出于爱。
That when they were spreading these heresy, this was not from love.
所以这个就是偏离。
So this is how they strayed, turned aside.
这个命令的总归是爱。
So the essence of this command, the purpose of it was love.
那这个爱有三个来源。
This love has three origins.
所以我们弟兄姊妹之间，如果爱有这个三个内容，爱当然越多越好。
If love has these three items,
三个心出来。
From these three elements,
那爱是越多越好,
then love will be ever the more the great.
但是如果爱不是从这个三个心出来的时候，爱越多，问题越多。
If love does not come from these three elements, then there will be problems that will arise.
所以弟兄姊妹要不要相爱？要。
So brothers and sisters must love each other.
但是我们那个爱的出来的那个内心，要相应这个三个条件。
But the content of love must come from these three factors. That's harder.
如果有这个三个，爱越多，教会越温暖。
If love has these three elements, then church will be more warm and loving.
那这爱的第一个内容是什么?
What is the first element of love?
清洁的心。
That is from a pure heart.
那这个清洁的心是什么意思?
What does pure heart mean?
还有一些问题，大家想一下，不要是清洁的心是什么意思
？What does pure heart mean？
No evil. No evil. Okay.
So pure means no evil.
那什么叫 no evil?
What does no evil mean?
Wicked thoughts, harm.
清洁的心哦，就说动机很纯。
Pure heart means that your intentions are pure.
哦，那这个动机很纯哦，这个要怎么解释？
So what does it mean when you have pure motives or pure intentions?
有的我听过穆道子来，他来叫我们教会哦，查考一段道理。
When our truth-seeking friends come to our church to study the word,
他讲一句话。
They said one word.
他说我觉得你们教会的信仰，爱人是没有目的的。
They said that when your members in church, they love with no aim.
如果仔细去听哦，你就会发现他的感受跟他在社会上人对他的爱的感受不一样。
So when you keep on listening to what they say, they realize that how people love in the world versus how people love in the church is different.
我们在教会说爱人没有目的，说我爱你就是为着你的好，这样而已，没有其他目的。
It's when we say we love with no aim, it's just saying that we love that person because we want them to be good. We just want them to, we just love them for a pure purpose.
那什么叫做为你好？
What does it mean that we want to love you for the sake of you being well or good?
希望你认识神。
It's because we want you to know God.
得到救恩。
We want you to be saved.
得到恩典。
Want you to receive blessings.
就这样而已，没有其他目的。
And it is just that. That's the aim. Very simple.
所以你不信，我要帮你祷告。
If you don't believe, I'll still pray for you.
你不来，我去访问你。
If you don't come, I'll come and visit you.
我没有什么目的，只是为你好，就这样而已。
I don't really have any. I just want you to be well.
这个叫做清洁心。
And that is what we say a pure heart is.
但是在社会上不是这样。
But in society, it's not this way. So when people love in this world, they actually have a sort of an agenda. And so they love you, you receive this love, but there's some fear because there's some hidden agenda. So basically, love is unconditional. There is no...agenda behind it.
那再讲清楚一点哦，这个爱人的目的就是没有私心在里面。
To clarify, there is this love is pure. It has no personal selfishness behind it.
所以我们教会哦，比方说我们都到什么，我们都鼓励他们在教会里面不要做生意。
So we encourage our church members to not have it, to conduct business in church hall.
那一旦教会里面开始做生意哦，你去爱人，其实那个爱很可能就是为着要建立关系，将来自己要做生意的基础。
You conduct business in church, the love that you say you have may be because you want these members to engage in business with you.
那就不错。
That's not pure.
这只是一个例子。
That's just an example.
所以没有个人隐藏的目的在里面，就是纯。
So you don't have this certain personal or hidden agenda behind it, so you know that the love is pure.
那今天我们教会里面的信徒的爱需要这个成分。
So it is how our love should be in church today.
对，所以说这个命令总归是清洁的心。
So this love is from the pure heart.
那有时候我们爱别人哦。是为着要，也不是物质上的目的啊、哦，为着要出名，这个也不是，也不错。
So we love others, possibly because it's coming from this intention to
出名 fame.
Oh, to have fame.
好像圣经说行善吹号。
So like just when you're blowing the trumpet, like it says in the Bible.
行善，做善事，吹号。
Do good things.
就是要让人知道啊。
So it like when you're doing good things, it says in the Bible, you want to blow a trumpet so that everyone knows.
啊，这样知道，别人就知道我很好。
So that everyone knows that you're really good.
这个也不错。
So this is not pure.
我不是要他的钱，我不是要他为我做什么，我只要让大家觉得我很好，这个也不错。
I don't want their money or anything from them, but I just want them to know that I'm good. So this is not from a pure intention.
所以最纯就是我们爱他，就是因为。希望他好，就这样。
And most pure is that we just love them because we want them to have what's best.
这是清洁的心。
And that's a pure heart.
所以圣经才有说，我如果哥林多前书十三章有没有讲
？In verse Corinthians 13 it says.
想不出来怎么会这样写啊
？Then you wonder why? Why is it written like this?
十三章啊。
First Corinthians chapter 13,
第三节
verse 3.
我若将所有周济穷人，又舍身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然有无益。
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing.
那你说我们是想，怎么有可能哈？周济穷人，舍身焚烧，没有爱。
So we say, how can we do all this, feed the poor, and give our body to be burned, but have that love?
就是我们有一个为着让别人觉感觉到我们很好，或者啊，我们要出名，这个就不是出于爱。
So this is not love because we may want others to want us to be famous or just know others to know that we're good.
哦，所以是第回来哈，提摩太前书第一章第五节，命令的准备就是爱。
So turning back to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, purpose of the commandments from love is love.
第一个啊，那第二个从清洁啊，就爱第一个从清洁的心啊。
So we covered first element is pure heart. Second is good conscience.
啊，第二个无愧的良心。
Good conscience. Second.
那什么叫做无愧的良心
？What is a good conscience？
什么叫爱是从无愧的良心
？What does it mean when love is from a good conscience？
没有罪哈，对，这个是最简单的回答。没有罪，良心就有偏爱。
Love from a good conscience is lacking sin, or no has no sin.
亚当有没有爱小啊
？Did Adam love Eve?
耶稣啊 ，no. Yes, 哎，你怎么知道
？How do you know?
对，看到他骨中的骨，肉中的肉啊。
Because he said, "You're born of my bone, flesh of my flesh."
好，那夏娃有没有爱
？Did Eve love Adam?
有 ，Yes or no? 有，那你怎么知道
？How do you know if it's yes?
因为夏娃把那个三个果子给他吃了。
Because Eve shared the forbidden fruit with Adam.
他吃了一定很好吃，你从来没有吃过。我爱你，拿给你吃。
Eve said, "Well, you never ate it before, and I want you to enjoy it too. So here you go."
他吃了以后
，And then after they ate it,
那神出来伊甸园，两个都藏起来。
God came out, and they both hid.
为什么
？Why?
有罪。
Because they have sin.
所以那个爱哦。就是让良心亏欠
，so that love allows us to have a good conscience.
那个爱本来就不好。
Oh, their love was not coming from a good conscience.
所以这个爱就是说良心没有亏欠，无愧的良心，就是表示说那个爱啊没有罪在里面。
So this pure love is from a good conscience.
就是没有罪在里面。
There is no sin in there.
那没有罪在里面，有一个很重要的条件就是。
So if there is no sin in there, what that means is that we should not go against God's word.
这个就是爱的一个重要成分，是里面没有罪。
So this is an important content of love, which is that there is no sin.
这个也不简单。This
is not easy.
因为有时候我们人跟人彼此相爱啊，就会谈得很深入。
And when we are conversing with our others, we discuss very deep things.
当我们谈论深入的时候，有时候就会变成gossip，去谈别人的一些隐私。
And perhaps when we are engaged in this deep conversation, it can turn into gossip.
哦，那这个就不可讲。And
so here, there's an offense here.
因为他已经超过神的话。Because
you have gone past God's word.
所以你弟兄姊妹两个哦，不管哦，有多亲，有多爱哦，你谈的话不要超过圣经，就不会有问题。So
regardless of how close and loving brothers and sisters are, just remember not to go beyond God's words.
超过圣经的话就是不会讲。You
go beyond what's in the Bible, the Word of God, then you have sin.
就会有问题。There
will problems will arise.
对，爱是啊，没有良心的亏欠。So
love is from is has no sin. It's from a pure good conscience.
这是第二个。That's
second thing.
那第三个？Thirdly,
无畏的信心。From a sincere faith.
爱是从信出来。Love
comes from faith.
那什么样的爱不是从信出来？What
kind of love does not come from faith?
主耶稣讲哦，我们把一杯水给小孩子喝。God
says when you give a small cup of water to a child,
这个不能不得赏赐。So
this person must receive a grace or blessing.
为什么？Why?
因为小孩子他不会回报。Because a child does not know how to respond.
也没有利用价值。没有可以利用他。Oh,
meaning that the child himself might not be able to be used or has. Yeah.
所以我们拿一杯水给他纯粹就是因为我爱他。They
simply give them a cup of water because you love
them. 这是属于信心。And
that is because of faith.
所以有的人到教会里面来哦，他要找一些人他觉得谈得来的。There
are some people will find those who they can converse with.
这个不一定是出于爱。This
may not be from love.
但是很孤单，社会找不到人可以谈话，在教会里面找一些人可以谈。But
in a lonely society, you can find some people in church we can talk to.
但是我们到教会里面来，我们看到一些真的需要人关心。In
church, we see those who really do need care.
他会有，他可能很有很多问题。It
is possible they have a lot of problems.
但是我们花时间去亲近他。
We spend time to draw closer to them. That is coming from faith. That is love of value. We talk to these people, they may have a lot of baggage that comes out. But, and then to us, it actually is like a burden.
我六天工作都很辛苦了，为什么你讲一大堆负面的事情？
I had 5 days of hard work. Now I have to hear all this emotional conversation.
因为我们听他讲，我们了解他，我们才能帮忙他。We
listen to them, we understand, and that's how we can help.
那这个爱是从信心来的。And
then this love is from sincere faith.
这个就是好的。This
is good.
那为着自己哦的找一些谈得来的教会，不一定都是爱。
And so, when you are out there looking in church, looking for those to speak, talk to, it may not always be from love, depending on the intention. So, love has three elements. First, pure heart, good conscience, sincere faith. So, this is the love that Paul showed Timothy.
就是我们在教会里面弟兄姊妹的爱。
And that is a love to be manifested in church.
这是第一章,
that is chapter 1.
好, 我们先忘
了。 Let's pray.
咱们休息十五分钟。
Rest 15 minutes.
没错。
Oh, there's some.